At 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky, 8 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with patchy blowing snow and scattered flurries, a high of 15. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, the Atlantic Police Department's reserves are once again sponsoring a family dream Christmas. On December 20th, the Atlantic Police Reserves will sponsor the 7th annual Family Dream Christmas program. That's for Cass County residents only, and during the program, they'll furnish the officers and transportation to take selected families shopping here within Atlantic. The families will be taken shopping to purchase items that they are in need of, as well as to purchase gifts for the children from their parents and for the parents from the children. On December 21st, the Atlantic Police Department will hold the 14th annual Shop with a Cop program. It's for children of Cass County. And during that program, officers will take children shopping in the local Walmart store. They'll be assisted in finding items that they are in need of, such as coats, hats, gloves, boots, and other clothing. The children will also be able to pick out some items that may be on their wish list for the year. Now, the police reserves will be accepting cash donations to help support the two programs from now through the 17th of December. Donations can be dropped off at the Atlantic Police Department, and officials are asking for primarily cash donations this year. Applications for families wishing to participate in the Family Dreams Christmas program can be picked up at the Atlantic Police Department. They can be picked up from now and through, must be turned in by December the 10th by 4 p.m. to be considered. After all the applications have been received, they will be reviewed and the chosen families will be contacted. There is no set limit on the number of families chosen. It will correspond with the amount of donations that are received, and the reserves will try to help as many families as possible. The Atlantic Police and Reserves want to thank you in advance for the past help that you've had and also for those who are participating this year. And for questions or inquiries, you can call the Atlantic Police Department at 712-243-3512. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will meet this evening at 5:15 p.m. in the Council's chambers at City Hall. Included on their agenda will be a presentation regarding the completed Fire Pit Eagle Scout project at the Sunnyside Park Camblin Shelter. The board will also discuss capital project updates, including renovation and refurbishing of the Camblin Shelter and Kitty Corral, with preliminary plans and costs, an update on the senior activity area, the painting of lines on the basketball and pickleball courts, and shelving installed for an equipment storage room. There will also be updates on the bike hitch progress at the city park and courthouse, discussion with regard to repair of the Schildberg fishing dock, which is closed, and they'll also discuss the 2016 budget on the park and rec assistant position. The meeting will finish off with Director Roger Herring's report that will touch on the Bull Creek pathway, park restrooms being closed for the winter, the Sunnyside gates being open as long as possible, and the Cass County Community Foundation grant, along with the ending of seasonal employment for some employees of the Parks and Rec Department began on November the 12th, rather, and the next meeting will be held then on December the 15th. Well, members of the Adair-Casey Community School District's Board of Education are expected to decide on the future direction of the district this week. A meeting scheduled for tomorrow evening will include comments about the district's financial situation from Iowa Association of School Boards Finance Director Gary Sinclair. That meeting begins at 6 p.m. Tuesday. On Wednesday, the Adair-Casey School Board will hold their regular meeting at 7 p.m. in the high school library, during which it's expected they will discuss and then vote on options concerning whole grade sharing, consolidation, or staying the course with regard to current finances and operations. The board has been working throughout the year assessing the district's financial and operational stance and had met with experts to analyze current enrollment trends, finances, class and course options, and more. They've also met with four contiguous district boards of education to evaluate sharing opportunities. If the board agrees either to whole grade share or consolidate with a district yet to be determined, additional talks would be held on that early next year. The purpose of the past and future meetings, they say, is to determine what is in the best interest of all students in the Adair-Casey Community School District. Several Southwest Iowa school districts hope to join Council Bluffs in launching a teacher leadership and compensation system program next school year with the backing of the Iowa Department of Education. The Daily Nonpareil reports across Iowa, 39 schools are implementing TLC for the first year of its three-year phased launch, with Council Bluffs being the only school district approved for the program for the 2014-2015 school year. Funding from the statewide initiative has paired new teachers with eight full-time mentors in the Council Bluffs School District, as well as adding model teachers, instructional coaches, and curriculum specialists, all with the goal of classroom teachers stepping up into leadership positions. Funding for the first year is $50 million in state funds. Council Bluffs received about $2.8 million to launch its TLC program, which the district has said would cost an estimated $4.4 million altogether, including 30 new positions. To support those new rules, the Council Bluffs District brought in consultant Diane Sweeney to work with teacher leaders on how to effectively do their new jobs. To participate in the TLC, or Teacher Leadership and Compensation Program, the districts must agree to pay a minimum of $33,500 for all full-time teachers, select teacher leaders using a committee, involve at least a quarter of its teachers in leadership roles, maintain teacher compensation levels the following year, and apply the leadership program across all schools in the district. 13 schools in the Green Hills Area Education Agency applied for funding for the second year of the TLC grants. The Green Hills AEA spans districts in portions of 22 counties across Iowa. Among the districts applying for funding by the October 31st deadline were AHST, Atlantic, Glenwood, Griswold, Lewis Central, Red Oak, and Underwood. Area school districts not seeking funding include Boyer Valley, East Mills, Fremont Mills, Harlan, Logan Magnolia, Missouri Valley, Riverside, Trainer, Tri-Center, West Harrison, and Woodbine. Iowa Department of Education Director Brad Buck, Deputy Director Ryan Weiss, and Linda Vandell, a Special Assistant for Education to Governor Terry Branstad, will meet with the teachers, administrators, and others to find out what's working and what needs improvement in the program. The state's goal is to have all districts voluntarily participate in the teacher leadership and compensation system by the 2016-2017 school year. The program's goals are to attain and retain quality teachers, promote collaboration, reward professional growth, and improve student achievement. The several fundraisers in Griswold this week will help a two-year-old who was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes early this year. The Daily Nonpareil reports Marcus Palmer of Griswold was diagnosed at 18 months and has been to the hospital repeatedly at a young age. His body does not produce insulin, which is a hormone needed to convert sugar, starches, and other food into the energy the body uses for daily life. Griswold Community School Districts students are organizing Hoops for Hounds, a fight against type 1 diabetes beginning today for this year's Iowa Pride Challenge, a statewide community service initiative that's in its fifth year. Griswold has participated in the challenge the past 2 years, winning awards for projects both times and taking home the state's top award last year. This year, the school district's Modern Issues classes and girls basketball team are working to raise money for Marcus to buy a diabetic alert dog. A press release distributed by the Griswold School District says since Marcus is too young to know when his blood sugar is too low or too high, a diabetic alert dog can alert his parents. The dog will be purchased through Heads Up Hounds, an organization in Omaha that trains rescue dogs to become service dogs. Now, the school fundraisers will conclude this Friday, the 21st, with a Pride Challenge basketball game. The Griswold Tigers will host the Stanton Vikings in a girls varsity and junior varsity doubleheader beginning at 6 p.m. on Friday at the Griswold High School. Team Marcus t-shirts and bracelets will be on sale for the game, and they can be purchased by calling the Griswold High School's main office at 712-778-2152. Taking a look at our world headlines this hour, Nebraska hospital says an Ebola patient being treated in its biocontainment unit has died. Nebraska Medical Center says Dr. Martin Salia died as a result of the disease. Salia contracted Ebola while working as a surgeon in Sierra Leone. He arrived Saturday to be treated at the Omaha Hospital, where two other Ebola patients have been treated successfully. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Henson reporting.